Yvette Carnell, coming to you today very quickly to talk to you about something I saw that kind of bothered me with Lester Spence. If you all don't know Lester Spence, he's a black academic. I have his book, Knocking the Hustle. I respect him. But I saw him put up a post today about the work that is going on in terms of, you know, illegal immigration and to protect the immigrants. And we're talking about sanctuary cities, and it bothered me. And so I said, I have to come on and tell you all why I was bothered by it, because I can't understand why we, as our leaders and black academics, are doing that. And even us here, as opposed to like talking about what is going to mean for us if Trump cuts Medicaid and things of that nature. We're already talking about, you know, the Civil Rights Division being cut and all of those things. Like, I think part of the problem in terms of what we're doing and part of the problem in terms of how we're thinking is that we can't just, we're not in a position to extend ourselves morally to every other group. That's just not where we are. We're in a position, you know, a friend of mine was talking and he said something very important. He said, listen, you know, when a white person goes down the street and they see a black homeless man, they don't even see that man. They don't even see that dude. And I'm telling you that I don't think we talk about illegal immigrants in this country as if we occupy a space that's above them. And we're like we're white people. And we can say, well, you know, we're doing all right. We're doing good. You know, why are you bothering the immigrant? And we don't understand it. Like, we have less than Latinos in terms of economics. Like, that's kind of where we are. We have less than them. And so what I'm telling you is that it's time to focus, like with a laser focus, on what is important for African Americans in this country. It's time to focus on that and not focus on anything else. And it's time to focus on the numbers. And the one thing, you know, the one thing I want to say, I just want to read something to you really quick. I want to read something to you. That this was from an article that Antonio Moore posted. And, you know, there's a Harvard professor whose name, last name is Borjas. You can look it up, Borjas. And here's what he found in terms of the impact of illegal immigration on the black community. It says, from 1980 to 2000, the immigrant influx therefore generally explains about 20 to 60% of the decline in wages, 25% of the decline in employment, and about 10% of the rise in incarceration rates among blacks with a high school education or less. Now, what you have to look at in terms of, somebody was telling me, well, there's another study that doesn't find that. But I want you to look at the pool that they draw from, because you have to make the comparison. You can't just compare it to like high school educated and high school dropouts. You have to specifically target that group and talk about who that group is that's competing against those people. We saw this. I did this before. We talked about the class action lawsuit filed in Illinois against by black workers who say they are being discriminated against because the employers prefer immigrants, right? We saw that again. And there was another case filed. There was another lawsuit filed. And this was a temporary agency that oversaw large portions of the Southeast, which was basically saying that these people, sometimes these companies prefer, they call them, were they before white guys? Sometimes the companies prefer Hispanics, but they never prefer blacks. What I'm telling you is that what I want somebody to do for me is show me how bringing in unskilled workers helps black people. And don't say, well, it increases the economy. It increases by like a smidge. That's not enough to help us. It is enough to make you have to compete more for a job. And before you call this discriminatory, I would just like to bring your attention. Just let me bring your attention to 1 second. And you, if you're on my Facebook page, you already know this, but let me bring your attention 1 second to Mexico's Constitution. And you can look it up, just Wikipedia, Constitution of Mexico. It says Mexicans shall have a priority over foreigners under equality of circumstances for all classes of concessions and for all employment positions or commissions of the government in which the status of citizenship is not indispensable. Just like all countries, they put citizens first. They're citizens first because citizenship is supposed to mean something. Why did our ancestors who were slaves and whoever claimed this country and who built this country with free labor, what does that mean if they fought for us to be citizens and now our citizenship is diluted by somebody who can just cross the border illegally? Why are we even talking about sanctuary cities with everything that we face right now? Always had double the unemployment. even worse than Latinos in most areas. We're all, as always, I said, why are we taking on their burden? So that's why it bothered me so much to see that status from Lester Spence. Why are we taking on, you know, why are we taking on sanctuary cities as part of our battle? And the thing is, people don't understand, like, Mexican immigrants aren't even like other immigrants in the sense that they can just come and they can come and go if they want. Like, you see a lot of the people who are deported were deported before. So they, a lot of them have intentions of going back home. So they can just come here for a little while and get what they need to get and leave. They don't have any intention of necessarily. And if the stuff goes bad, they can always go across the border because they share a border with us. And so I think these are things that we have to think about, you know, in terms of American want to maintain the American way and Americans want to maintain the American economy. And this is no small thing. We need to be talking about Medicaid, black jobs, and what Trump's going to do, if anything, to bring those black jobs to us. We don't have the space to be talking about, you know, sanctuary cities. And another thing I would say, people keep pretending like this is just like immigrants, like they're immigrants is just like, this is just a small group. It's nothing big. And there was a great study from like 2005 from Pew. And you all know Pew Research. And there was a great, and this is an old study. So these numbers, these numbers have changed. This was like 2005. But this is what they found. The nation's population will rise to 438 million in 2050 from 296 million in 2005. And fully 82% of the growth during this period will be due to immigrants arriving from 2005 to 2050 and their descendants. Think about that. Think about how many people that is in this country. And think about what that means in terms of the labor force. Think about what that means in terms of your kids finding a job. We already don't have jobs now. You see jobs being taken over by robots. You see jobs. We already don't have jobs. We're still in the recession. 95% of the jobs that Obama created were part-time jobs. And you're saying that you want your kids. Notice that the kids who are there competing against are not, they're not bringing over people who are going to be just the best entrepreneurs. They're not bringing over people in mass who are going to be just the best and brightest thinkers. They're not bringing over, these people are not bringing over people to compete with their kids. These people are bringing over people to compete with our kids, with your kids.
Now, they're saying on YouTube that Yvette is promoting a race to the bottom culture. I'm saying we're already at the bottom.
Isn't capitalism kind of a race to the bottom culture already? Like, I'm talking about the way in which it's situated. Like, isn't that where we are? Like, to say that, and we're at the bottom. Like, if you look at who is at the bottom right now, it's African Americans. So ain't no race to the bottom. We are at the bottom. And I'm saying to get out of the bottom, we can't be looking out for everybody else. Now, if you think that's something that, you know, is good, but I don't see any kinship right now between illegal immigrants and African Americans, with the exception of exploitation and extraction. I see you wanting to use the story of African Americans. I see you wanting to say that this is a violation of our civil rights and use the same sort of rhetoric that was used in the civil rights movement. But if you were going to prove kinship to me, you would have need to have proved it before this moment. Like, this is the moment I need to look back. It's just like if you're in a relationship, right? It's an exchange. I don't care what you're doing. And if you've never done something for me, or if you've done very little for me, and then you come and say, I need you to help me bury your body, that's going to be a big deal for me because you ain't really done nothing for me. You haven't really done anything for me. I needed you to prove that to me before you needed me to bury the body. Like, after the time you got to bury the body, no, I don't have any trust. You haven't invested in me in any kind of meaningful way. And so that's where we are. And to think that we're on the bottom and we've been here for a while. I mean, you know, remittances to Mexico, in terms of a study not too long ago, like $23 billion. That's $23 billion going back to Mexico, building a Mexican middle class. Where's your middle class at, black people? We got a little sliver of a middle class for a period doing affirmative action. Now we're most economically flat and you want to go fight for somebody. Who you going to fight for? How you going to fight for anybody? How are you going to fight for anybody given where we are? Black family has $1,700, middle black family, and you want to go fight. All of this at the expense of the black middle class and the black poor. But you want to go fight. You want to go fight for sanctuary cities as if that's your battle. You know, and I'm not saying that we can't do. Half of Mexicans have families. Half of Mexicans have family in the United States. And then some of these people go back and they build businesses. These aren't people that are just like, oh, this is so bad. But the thing I think that you have to take away, if you don't take away anything from this conversation, I think you have to take away that what we have now is wealth redistribution. What we have now is distribution of wealth from the people who compete with immigrants to the people who hire immigrants. Nobody benefits from this, from illegal immigration, but capitalists. White capitalists, people with capital. Those are people who have nannies. Those are people who want cheap labor for their factories. All of those kinds of people benefit. We're not those people. We're not those people. And we don't have a sanctuary city. You know, there was, we were talking about Khalid Browder, who committed suicide after he'd been accused of a crime and went to Rikers. And he hadn't been convicted. He was just accused and he was in prison. What was the sanctuary city for him? We don't have any sanctuary. We've never had sanctuary in this country. But you're telling me that people who've come here illegally, they have sanctuary. But we have no sanctuary. How is that fair to me? And has anybody said anything about that? I didn't see anybody saying, well, you know what? You all should have sanctuary. African Americans should have some sanctuary in Mexico. When did they ever say that to me? Like, we want African Americans to have some sanctuary there. So I just, you know, I want you to all to just, you know, those are just my thoughts. I'm thinking out loud. I want you to share the video, comment on the video, like the video, and so we can get this conversation going, because our issues are not necessarily the issues of illegal immigrants. And I think we have to start putting ourselves first. I see people all over talking about what's going on with them, but nobody's talking about what we're facing in terms of a Trump administration. And that's the conversation that we got to have. And if you don't understand that, then I don't think you understand how to fight for your own interests. And I think that's the problem. So I'll see you all next time, Monday and Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when we come on. That's our regular show. So thank